More than a year ago, the U.S. evacuated tens of thousands of Afghans from their country after U.S. troops withdrew and Taliban forces took control. Among them, more than two dozen women from a special Afghan platoon that worked alongside the U.S. military. But as Elisa Resnick reports from the Fronteras desk, getting out of Afghanistan was only the beginning.
Packed into a crowd waiting for an evacuation flight at the Kabul airport in August 2021, a young woman was thinking about her family.
I called my parents and I said, I'm sorry because I didn't saw you guys and I'm ready to go and live in Afghanistan.
She'd been in the Afghan military for 5 years by then, including three with an elite all-women unit called the Female Tactical Platoon, or FTPs for short. Her parents had a hard time accepting her job. She'd left university to pursue it, and they worried about her. That call was the first time A heard her dad cry.
I'm sorry. And he said, I love you.
Talking about it now, in a Tempe apartment she shares with other former soldiers, A's brown eyes are glossy too. We're not using her full name because some of her family is still in Afghanistan. They're Hazara. It's an ethnic and religious minority group that faces an even greater threat under Taliban rule. She says talking about her work could put them in more danger.
I was in love with my job.
A is just over 5 feet tall with a round face and straight hair pulled into a bun. As an FTP, she joined U.S. and Afghan special forces on high-intensity night missions, questioning Taliban fighters and people thought to be connected to them. The female platoon did what male soldiers culturally could not, search and speak to women and kids. It's what made A specific target when Taliban forces took over last year.
We assumed that the FTPs would be part of the operation to evacuate.
That's Bill Richardson. He's a Marine veteran in Phoenix whose daughter worked alongside A with the U.S. military.
But then we discovered that they were not part of the discussion. There was no mention of them. They weren't on anybody's radar.
Richardson and others helped get 39 women out last year. They're spread out across the U.S. now, safe but also stuck, here on temporary immigration status with no clear path to citizenship. Richardson says he's watched A apply for almost a dozen different jobs, from bagging groceries to working in fast food. She hasn't been hired yet.
She wants to be a nurse. She wants to go back into the military and fly helicopters. You know, this is the land of opportunity, and they get the door slammed in their faces.
Since they were part of the Afghan army, they also can't apply for the special visas afforded to Afghans who work for the U.S. A bill that could change that is stalled in Congress, and asylum could take years. Rebecca Edmondson, a U.S. Army veteran, says it's a wait that's especially hard for these servicewomen.
You know, the fact that they went from rappelling out of helicopters under night vision, conducting these very high-profile operations, now they're here labeled as refugees.
Edmondson long worried this day would come. She trained the first platoon class more than 10 years ago and continued working with them during her four tours in Afghanistan.
Generally, we have equal access to things, whereas these women didn't, but they took a very, very unique opportunity, a very dangerous opportunity, but they stepped up to the challenge and they thrived in that position.
She says she wants to make sure the women have a way to move forward in the U.S. She's helping secure funding for English classes and other training for the platoon. It's been a slow process.
This is a picture from me.
A paused her English studies at ASU earlier this year. Funding got tight. Plus, she says, news from Afghanistan consumed her focus.
And these are your siblings?
Mm-hmm. My mom and me.
She has a collection of framed photos of her family and work from back home that she keeps tucked away in her closet, along with a shiny Afghan flag. She says having them out just brings a rush of painful memories.
My job was to taking care of the people and work for my country and help my country and do. Unfortunately, when I think about it, it makes me very sad and very angry because I cannot do anything for people in Afghanistan, especially for the woman.
Still, she says she's moving forward. She'll pick up her English classes again next year, and she wants to get her pilot's license one day. It feels like the closest thing to the work she once loved. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, reporting from Phoenix.